We actually bundle things in our service just so that we have them, because we're on the hook to bring people back. And so if somebody doesn't understand they're being irresponsible or doesn't want to take the appropriate steps, we circumvent that by making sure we do it in the first place. And so yeah, we run dual multi-factor on every system we roll out up front. We lock the systems down to cut down on the ability of users to do anything to it in the first place. And we make sure that they're able to do everything they need for their job really well. But by cutting down on the things that they don't need access to, it provides a safer place. And then in our backup, I mean, we've got all the data in four locations. You have your live data. We have a nightly image backup. And the reason I think it's important to talk about images is that's for disaster recovery. If you lose your whole server, you bring up an image. And so it's pretty quick. So instead of having redundancy, having a good backup and a fast plan tested restore time is really worth it. Then we have a second offsite of the image. Plus, we run a third one that's a file copy, a file level backup that's running every 15 minutes. And so what you've got is some serious redundancy on that end. The data is in multiple locations. You can get it from several months back, because again, backup for disaster recovery, you just need the last couple of weeks. But what you really need in backup for your day-to-day business is somebody went into your tax package and they went forward with they modified things as they were looking at potential discussions for tax planning with the client, and you need that original return back from 6 months, 8 months, a year ago. So how do you get that data back after it's been messed up with planning? Well, that's where your long-term backup comes in.